Hello and welcome to our podcast, B2B Sales in Foreign Languages. My name is Gerhard Orband. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Today's topic is called Why You Should Become a Language Virtuoso in International Business Communication. Virtuoso is a term typically used in music, like an guitar or violin virtuoso. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, a virtuoso is a person who is extremely skilled at something, especially at playing an instrument or performing. What would becoming a virtuoso mean in your situation? Why should you strive to become one? Virtuoso musicians take their craft very seriously. Especially during their formative years, they practice often for 8 hours or more a day. They go for the most difficult compositions. They always look for ways to improve their interpretation. They expose themselves to threatening situations, competitions, video and audio recordings, and playing live in general. While they want to show off their skills, they also try to make justice to the music they are performing. Now, let's contrast this with how many of us view language use in international selling. If the language of communication is our native language, we take it as a given that we are qualified enough. If we are not a native speaker, we care about passing a certain threshold level. We have passed an exam which certifies our English knowledge. We have gone through a successful job interview. In both cases, we have crossed language use and development from our to-do list. We already know the language well enough. With a virtuoso mindset, we make a rehearsal before every important conversation. We may even make multiple rehearsals. We try to get candid feedback on our conversation abilities. We always experiment with new ways of expressing ourselves. Adopting a virtuoso mindset does not mean that you need to feel bad about your current skills. It is not about becoming a perfectionist, a neurotic. It is about looking at the horizon of our communication possibilities. It is about installing a system of constant improvement. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.